we are making this demand because of the enormous public interest in this matter. If you look at Standing Orders 38, you look at Asking May, page 904, and what has been the convention in such matters, what public interest is so high. You want to carry the public along. You want proceedings to be very transparent, to be in the full glare of the public so that everybody can follow and be assured of the outcome. We want that at this probe, as much as possible, everybody who has followed the probe should know that the probe was carried out in a very thorough and diligent manner. That is why probes of this nature all over the world, they are not done in camera. It is also important to stress that if you look at all those who have made calls for investigations, right from the Ghana Integrity Initiative to CDD to former President Rawlings, everybody has not been pleased with the initial attempt by the presidency to clear his ministers of trade. Everybody has spoken after that and said that there is the need for a thorough investigation.
And what, in your opinion, constitutes the huge public interest?
Well, public interest has always been measured by the pronouncement from the general public, their interest in the matter, you in the media, the consistent coverage, civil society organizations, their comments on this. And you have heard even MPP members like PC Apiafori, Kennedy Ejepon, you have heard Dr. Raymond Atukuba and other anti-corruption crusaders. Remember that this public interest is not only in Ghana. The international media has taken this matter up. BBC did a special feature on this where they declared the presidential seat in Ghana as the most expensive seat in the world. Voice of America has reported it. Reuters has reported it. I mean, there are very few issues that will get bigger than this and that will receive all of this international media coverage. And that is why, to us, it is so obvious, so palpable, that the public interest in this matter is very high.
You just heard the ranking member on the Committee of Foreign Affairs, Samuel Okudzeto-Ablakwa.